Emma Watson's star power. Child film actors are special stars. We grow up seeing them on screen and feel we know them as we see them grow up as well. For example, we've seen Daniel Radcliffe from the Harry Potter movies and Jennifer Lawrence from the Hunger Games movies grow up in front of us. And now, with Instagram and Twitter, it's so easy to follow their latest projects, whether they're filming a new movie or making a difference in the world. There's one child star who's all grown up and is doing both by juggling her career and commitment in making the world a better place for women and girls. She's Emma Watson, perhaps best known as Hermione from the Harry Potter series. She was recently named one of the 100 most influential people by Time magazine in 2015. And today, we are going to look at why and how she is so influential on and off the screen. Watson was born on the 15th of April 1990 in Paris, France, and grew up in England, where she studied acting and was chosen to play Hermione in 2001 at the age of 11. For the next decade, Watson played Hermione, and the audience got to see her grow up on the big screen. As she matured, people's admiration grew. She was the youngest person to appear on the cover of Teen Vogue, a fashion magazine for teenage girls, in 2005 and in 2010. She was named the highest paid actress. She had earned £10 million for the final two installments of the Harry Potter films. 2012 marked the year she began her commitment to voluntary work. That year, she was named ambassador for Camp Fed International, which helps send young girls in Africa to school. She also helped out during Hurricane Sandy when it hit New York and interrupted her filming of Noah. She helped give free meals to the housebound elderly in Manhattan and other surrounding cities. 2 years later, she was appointed the UN Women Goodwill Ambassador. In these roles, she has shown that she is eager to learn and willing to help the needy around the world. Because of the massive success of the Harry Potter series, Watson has become a familiar face around the world. We've seen her grow up in each film, and many fans have a soft spot for her as she reminds them of their childhood. It's not surprising that she has a powerful influence on the people around her. One of the causes she has lent her influence to is fair trade. For 3 years, she modeled and designed collections for Peopletree, a fashion line that is committed to treating and paying its employees in Bangladesh fairly. Watson has given many interviews about how important it is that these employees are able to afford their daily necessities and more to have job security. She even went on an informative trip to Bangladesh to see the production operations for herself. There's no doubt that by bringing her star power to this cause, that she has encouraged people to change their behavior or at least become more aware about the need for fair trade products. Providing education for girls around the world is another one of Watson's favorite causes. As the ambassador for Camp Fed, Campaign for Female Education, she helped poor girls in rural parts of African countries go to school. As might be expected, she has used her celebrity influence to encourage donations to the organization's Just One Thing campaign, which provides school items to these girls so they are fully equipped to be successful in the classroom. Watson is a great role model for those who value education. She took time off acting to study English literature at university in the US and gave many interviews about how lucky she was to be able to control her own schedule to complete her education. Working with women and highlighting the difficulties women face around the world has been a cornerstone of Watson's efforts. One of her most famous moments was calling for gender equality at the UN summit in New York as her role of UN Women Goodwill Ambassador. In her speech, she talked about one of the biggest topics in the U.S. in recent years, feminism. For many, the definition of feminism is unclear, and many young people don't want to identify themselves as feminists. Watson handled this very cleverly by explaining that feminism isn't about hating men, which has too often become synonymous with the movement. It's about helping women be the best they can be and not limiting them because of their gender. She explained why she became a feminist and how other feminists have helped her get where she is today. Finally, she reminded the audience that feminism isn't just for females, it's for everyone. Men and women alike are equally important when it comes to making the world a better place for women and girls and making gender equality a reality. Watson used the speech to kickstart the He for She campaign. Her speech has had over 7 million views on YouTube, and over 330,000 men have signed up in support of the campaign. The speech at the UN launched Watson onto the world stage in a whole new light. The media awarded her titles such as Campaigner of the Year, Observer, 100 Most Influential People, 2015, Time, and Feminist Celebrity of the Year, Miss Foundation for Women. While she may have been criticized for her speech by those who don't understand the importance of her crusade, Watson has inspired students, women, and men alike to take the initiative to help make the world better for all. Emma Watson is well-loved around the world for many reasons. She captivated the audience's hearts as part of the Harry Potter series from a young age, and she is still using that power years later to build a career and prove her worth outside Hollywood. She uses her star power to shed light on important issues that she believes in and stands by. It's wonderful to see her dedicated to making a positive impact on society, and to use her fame and power to bring that knowledge to a new generation of male and female fans around the world. She is an inspirational role model to us all.